Hi everyone, this is Yaakov, co-founder of Guard Your Eyes. I'm here today with a special Shoivavim announcement for those who are not signed up to our email newsletters. Today we sent out an email announcing a special Shoivavim initiative called the Three Fence Approach. But first let's take a minute to explain what Shoivavim is. This week, Parshas Shemois begins the six-week period known as Shoivavim, which is an acronym made up of the first letters of the Parshias of these 6 weeks. Shmois va'era boi b'shalach Yisroi mishpatim. The Ari HaKadosh revealed that the days of Shoivavim are a period auspicious for tshuva and tikkun based on the pasuk Shuvu banim Shoivavim, return my wayward children, and particularly in the area of Yisoid and Shmiras HaBris. So how can we take advantage of this special time of the year to fix our past and ensure that we stay pure and avoid falling off the cliff into unhealthy internet use? To this end, GYE is proud to present the Shoivavim 3 Fence Approach. Fence number 1 is installing filters. Using unfiltered internet is like walking on a tightrope. Falling is just a click away, and the bad stuff often pops up even when we're not looking for it. But we know that getting a filter can be very confusing. We oftentimes have many excuses. I'm not tech savvy, I don't know how to set it up, or how should I know which company to choose? I can't afford it, I'm afraid the filter is going to block too much. Or I have many devices that need filtering. Protecting them all is just too much of a hassle. But luckily, GYE has an answer. Just go to guardyoureyes.com/protection. Fill out the simple form and you'll finally get filtered with no hassle. Fence number 2 is called the Yesoid Challenge. Yesoid stands for Yiddish Entertainment Sites Only Defense. You see, even with a filter, if we spend our time on non-Jewish news and entertainment websites, we're bound to see many things that we shouldn't. And we all know how one thing leads to another. Spending time on sites like YouTube, Facebook, and Instagram, or even on news sites like CNN, Fox News, it's very risky. It's inevitable that we'll stumble in Shmiras Einayim. Baruch Hashem, there are enough frum websites today to keep us occupied when we need a little break, like Yeshiva World, Matzav, or Vos Is Nayis. So to keep away from the slippery slope, we encourage everyone to sign up to GYE's Yesoid Challenge, at least for the weeks of Shoivavim. To sign up, go to guardyoureyes.com/Yesod, Y-E-S-O-D. The third fence is called the Tafsik Tool. Even with a filter, and with staying away from non-Jewish entertainment sites, if we struggle with lust, we will inevitably find ourselves in situations where we're alone and we have access to unfiltered internet. In today's world, it's almost impossible not to have access somewhere. Are you afraid of such situations? GYE's Tafsik tool is designed to help you. Tafsik in Hebrew means stop. Go to guardyoureyes.com/stop to learn more about how the Tafsik tool works or to listen to a shiur that explains it in depth. Just yesterday, a bocher, 26 years old, called us up to say how the Tafsik tool helped him stay clean for the last 21 months, in spite of the fact that he works in an office with unfiltered internet and often in private. Although he did confide that the challenge was very great and he plans to ask his boss to install a filter on the computer. So Rabbeisai, if we struggle in these areas, all three of these fences are important to have in place. But even if we accept only one or two of these fences in honor of Shoivavim, we will already be making a great tikkun during this special time. May we all be zeichet to make this Shoivavim the most meaningful one possible.